If you are planning to fly, you may encounter a cancellation. Springfield rates number one. Find out what and where. Are home prices starting to fluctuate? And what's going on in our supermarkets? Well, it's all coming up on today's program for you.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Monday, the day after Halloween, and the very first day of the month of November, 2021. We have a sunny and mild start to the week, so let's get right to work. Here's your forecast. Mostly sunny, high 56 to 60. The winds are west 5 to 10, gusts up to 20 miles per hour. And for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 34 to 38 degrees. So what is happening in our supermarkets? Supermarket chains are revamping their operations to navigate persistent product shortages, expanding storage space, and curbing discounts to make sure that they don't run out. Companies are planning for shortages of popular brands of foods and staples to continue for months, and managers are trying to keep up as different products run short from week to week. Industry executives said that while food supplies overall remain plentiful, Nutella spread, Prego pasta sauces, and Pringles chips are among many items that have been tough to secure in recent weeks. Some supermarket companies have said Lunchables snack and Capri Sun drinks have been hit or miss for months. Some retailers are withdrawing discounts to reduce demand. Others are expanding or opening new warehouses. While some executives say stockpiling itself can exacerbate shortages, retailers said that they're buying more goods to get ahead of delays and spotty availability. Supermarkets are receiving incomplete or late orders from suppliers and are carrying fewer flavors, sizes, or brands. Now, right here in the Commonwealth, Roche Brothers Incorporated has been running low on Pepsi and Gatorade drinks for months. The grocer instead tried ordering Coca-Cola, ordering their Powerade and smaller sports beverages from local suppliers, and they haven't had a lot of luck in doing this. They're having challenges keeping products in stock, too. PepsiCo didn't respond to requests for comment, and Coca-Cola said it is working to address supply chain challenges. Did you know that Springfield is number one? Well, according to a recent article from Business Journals, the city of Springfield ranked number one for the biggest growth in the nation for tech jobs. Now, according to the article, Springfield, Massachusetts saw a 506.3% increase in tech job postings from 2020 to 2021. In the third quarter of 2020, there were only 602 tech job postings, but in the third quarter of 2021, well, that number jumped to an astonishing 3,650. I don't mind saying that is very cool to know. City of Springfield and school department employees came together during the month of October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, to collectively raise $9,800 in support of Rays of Hope as part of the city's annual Pink and Denim Day fundraiser. This year's Pink and Denim Day was celebrated on October 21st, with Mayor Sarno and pink-clad city employees gathered on the front steps of City Hall for a press conference and proclamation presentation, declaring October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Mayor Sarno also presented the Rays of Hope with a donation of $9,800, which was generously raised by the employees of the City of Springfield and the School Department. And also joining the City of Springfield were officials from Bay State Health and the Rays of Hope. City Councilor Kateri Walsh, also in attendance. The children served by Brightside for Families and Children will be the recipients of the annual Hope for the Holidays Toy Drive. The three-day event will begin on Friday, November 5, and continue Saturday, November 6, at the Walmart store at 591 Memorial Drive, Chicopee. And during those 2 days, new unwrapped toys, gift cards, and monetary donations will be collected from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday, November 7, the motorcycle run portion of the event will begin from Walmart to Brightside, located at Mira Vista Behavioral Health Center, formerly Providence Behavioral Health Center, at 1233 Main Street, Holyoke, KSU, at 11 a.m. The entry fee for the ride will be a donated toy gift card for a monetary donation. Event organizers are Bruce Rivest, Melvin Hook, Peter Silvano, and they've all worked tirelessly to make the Hope for the Holidays Toy Drive a successful annual event. Rivest originally contacted the philanthropy department at Mercy Medical about coordinating a toy drive for Brightside. Adopted his children himself from Brightside in 1970, Rivest knows firsthand the importance Brightside plays in the local community. Well, I do hope your travel plans are not impacted. American Airlines has canceled another 634 flights on Sunday, more than 12% of its total operations for the day. The airline has now canceled more than 1,500 flights since Friday as it deals with weather issues and staffing shortages that started last week. The company blamed the move on the air traffic control problems and limited staffing in Florida as well as bad weather, saying getting its operations back to normal was more difficult and prolonged because of schedule and staffing reductions implemented during the pandemic. Sad loss for Sox fans, for New England, and for baseball. Longtime Red Sox announcer and player Jerry Remy has died of cancer. Remy was 68 and he'd been working as a color analyst for Nesson since 1988 before stepping away from the booth in August of this year to have treatment for lung cancer. He was first diagnosed with cancer in 08 and had since taken several leaves of absence to undergo treatment. After months of U.S. home prices rapidly accelerating, new figures show the growth is slowing. And not that the bargain hunters are ready to whip out their wallets. U.S. home prices rose 19.8% year over year in August, after July's 19.7% annual increase. This comes to us from the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price Index. The leveling off comes after four straight months of record-setting increasing growth. Experts credit the market's rise in part to buyers' response to the coronavirus pandemic as they migrated from urban apartments to farther out homes. More data is needed to determine if the demand surge is attributable to households advancing their home buying plans, causing purchases to bunch up, or to changes in location preferences. Well, this gets us in the saddle for this week. It should be a crisp autumnal week. With the leaves falling down, I'm sure your driveway and front lawn is identical to mine right now. Loaded with leaves, it's that time of year. It's also the first day, as I mentioned, of November. And I believe Sunday next is daylight savings time, and we're going to change our clocks, and I'll get into that with you in the next few days. So thank you very much for being with us. Our next program is our Tuesday program, up online at 6 a.m. and available to you online throughout the day. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.